invite Stacy Campbell to share her message. We are going to do a new thing.
我要做一件事，我们要把在上周末啊，在 Oxford 开的一颗星的特会的恩膏传到我们这边。
We are going to let John Elijah to transfer the anointing from the Oxford gathering to this meeting.
我们知道这一个特会的时间是很特别的。
We know that this gathering, the timing is very special.
我们原打算是在一个月以前召开。
Original planning is one month ahead.
但是神把这个时间移到今天。
But the God delayed this meeting to today.
神做事是有目的的。
The God has His purpose.
因为在上个周末，在 Oxford 举办了一颗星的特会。
Because the last weekend we had a busy gathering, one heart gathering there.
我们教会的领袖团队和同工还有会众的代表都参加了那个特会。
We have many from our church, pastoral team, and intercessors and the congregations all joined to that meeting.
这两个特会是有关联的。
These two gatherings are connected together.
我们相信阿伯斯福的特会已经点燃了复兴的火。
We believe the gathering in Oxford already started a revival fire.
我们要把这个火把它带到我们这个特会。
We'll pass and we'll get the fire to this gathering.
所以我们要请上一颗星的那个特会的主办，就是 John Elijah 来把这个恩膏传递给我们。
So we'll invite John Elijah, the host and the sponsor from the Oxford gathering.And anoint us, bring the anointing here.
请将教会的牧者、领袖啊、代表、区长就上来就可以了。
对，
教会的牧者、传道还有区长作为代表上来，我们来领受这份恩膏。
To receive the anointing.
You can explain it.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Just before I share about last weekend, how many were here when I spoke a couple weeks ago about the history of the church in Canada?
上两周他在我们主堂讲到的时候，有谁在？就是讲到
yeah,
now, 讲到加拿大历史。
Now you know why we're all called here together, right?
所以我们知道为什么我们会被呼召来到这里。
Amen. Now I have those notes. If you'd like, I can send them to Pastor John. He could translate them into.Chinese, if anybody wants to see that history. Print, come up here. Yeah, I'll send them to you. So, it is such a privilege being here with all of you today. How many attended last weekend BC One Heart? Amen. Thank you, Lord. It was really a special weekend, hey?
上周真的很特殊的一周。
But one of the things we want to do is we felt the Holy Spirit wanted us to give a gift of a heart.
感受到圣灵要给一个礼物，就是这个心形的石头。
And we put on this.
木头的石头。
Yeah, it's actually olive wood from Israel.
是从以色列来的吗
？And we put on it one heart forever family.
就是每一个家，就是一心一颗心。
Last weekend we had a representation. We had Art Lucier share on Friday night. We had Gideon Chu share about some of what's happening in China.
上一周的特会有各有代表分享中国的事情，这个牧者分享各地的事情。
And how many were there when Hoda from Egypt shared?
Oh my God! 有多少人听到那个埃及的哪一位牧者分享的时候？
The Holy Spirit took over the meeting.
圣灵就掌管了那个会议。
You know, for me as the facilitator, he told me, "Don't touch that." When 100 ladies and men gathered together in intercession in the corner.
因为他是主办者，圣灵就说，当那个事情发生的时候，可能当时有一百多位姐妹是在祷告，是怎样，就说让他不要打中断会议。
Really, what we were seeing last weekend was a little glimpse of John 17.
上个周末我们大约的看到了一些约翰福音十七章所描述的场景。
There is truly a glory that's making us one, amen.
就是真理让我们合一，
right?
让我们成为一。
So in behalf of the BC One Heart team,
代表这个 BC 一心的这个团队。
Three of us here, we want to honor this church, Amazing Grace, and Pastor John.
我们要来尊荣家人教会，尊荣周牧师。
All of you.
请大家围成一个圈。
And we want to present this to you.
我们要把这个礼物送给这个特会，也送给大家。
And we want to say this: Your journey is our journey.
说你们的旅程就是我们的旅程。
And where we go together for Him.
不管我们去哪里，我们都一起去。我们是同样是为了主。
Amen. Amen. We are praying that our next event might be right here.
我们也希望我们下一次的特会能够在这里举行。
Right here. Right here. So on behalf of that team, and thank you, Stacy and Wes, and giving us some time to do this.
也谢谢我们的讲员给我们时间，让我们可以来送这个礼物。
We want to honor you. We say we love you.
说我们爱你们。
Amen. And we want to give this to you as a gift.
Do you have some? 把这个礼物。Come on up here. 威斯里就是和想和我们大家一同站立。
Says one heart forever found.
这个心上面说一心一颗心。
Amen.
一颗心。
Amen. Amen. Well, Amazing Grace Church.Receive this anointing from the Lord. Amen.
看到这个就带着这个恩膏，带着上一个周末特会的恩膏。
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
赞美主，感谢主，哈利路亚，赞美主。
Wonderful. Wonderful.我们要见神的荣耀，阿们。我们感谢神，神真的是要实现他借众先知的预言，阿们。今天上午是 Stacy，
So this morning is going to Stacy's turn.
Yeah, 我们要来，我们首先是要欢迎。
I'll greet.
我们要欢迎Stacy Campbell。先知在我们的当中第一堂
We welcome Prophet Stacy Campbell among us, the first collector.
他在一个月以前已经来到我们的当中 Amen?
Yeah.
Yeah, 我们要
She was here 1 month ago.
Yeah, so 神在一个月两次把他的先知带到我们的当中
God brought her here twice in a month.
信耶和华必就必站稳，信他的先知就必亨通
Yeah, your trust the Lord will be.Firmly stand and trust his prophet will be prosper.
亨通就是复兴。
Prosper means revival.
我们要复兴，就要接受他的先知。
If we want to revival, then we receive his prophet.
相信他的先知。
Trust, believe、
Amen.
in his prophet.
下面我们把时间交给Stacy Campbell 先知。
Let's the time to pass the.
Check. Well, we are so excited to be here again.
我们很兴奋又来到大家中间。
We were with you in May.
五月份我们曾经在这里。
Do you remember what date it was?
还记得日期吗？
I think we've been to 10 conferences since then.
从那个时候到现在，我们去了十个特会。
We just flew out of Beijing last night.
昨天晚上从
Mongolia actually.
从蒙古刚飞回来。
So we were in Mongolia, very close to China.
蒙古离中国很近嘛。
I could see China if I looked real hard.
我可以看到
And what's that? Okay. And so we were so excited to come and be with you.
对，我们很开心回到大家中间。
And great things are happening all around the world.
全世界都在发生一些伟大的事情。
In fact, in Mongolia, there's a real move of the Holy Spirit.
在蒙古有圣灵很大的运行。
Thousands of Mongolians are finding Jesus.
上千的蒙古人都信耶稣。
It's a revival that started 25 years ago.
是25年前开始的一个复兴。
And is spreading all across the nation.
就是在蒙古全国都在运行。
And their heart is also to have, you know, missions into China.
而且他们也有宣教的心，要派宣教士到中国去。
They don't even need a visa to get into China.
他们都不需要一个签证。
And guess what?
大家猜怎么样
？They kind of look like you.
他看起来跟中国人长得也一样。
Although they have more suntan from being outside all the time.
他比我们的脸晒得更红一点。
In their tents.
在他们的帐篷日晒比较多。
So we're really happy to be with you this weekend.
所以这个周末很开心跟大家能够一起。
And what God is doing in the great nation of Canada.
神在中国所做的伟大
的工作。And our friends David Damian and Gideon Chu and so many others.
戴爸、赵爸，神透过他们所做的事情。
One advertisement.
做个广告。
Gentlemen up in the PowerPoint, can you put that internet site TPT Israel? Is that able to come? There it is. Okay, right there, September 17 to 27.
九月十七到二十七号。
How many of you have been to Israel? Wave your hands.
多少人去过以色列？
Good. Numbers of you have been. How many want to go to Israel?
多少人想去以色列
？Okay, good. In just a few months, Stacy and I are taking one of the buses.
我们两个人要坐一个那个旅行巴士。
With Brian and Candice Simmons of the Passion Translation.The Passion Translation. There's a Bible called the Passion Translation.
可能是一个圣经版本的一个机构，圣经翻译机构。
He was a Bible translator down in South America.
他是在南美翻译圣经的一个。
Then he had a great revival church in America.
在美国有个很大的复兴教会。
Jesus appeared to him with his eyes.
耶稣在他就是个肉眼可见的显现。
And with arms of fire, grabbed his hands.
火焰的那个肩膀，那个。
And commissioned him.
抓住他。
And commissioned him to do a translation of the Bible in English.
耶稣亲自吩咐他要做一个英语版本的翻译，圣经翻译。
He's completed the New Testament.
他已经完成了新约。
And they're working on the Old Testament.
在工作旧约方面。
So he is the coordinator of this trip.
所以这个人他是这个以色列之旅的发起者。
And we can take another 50. Our Stacy and my bus, we want Chinese.
我们希望更多的中国信徒同行。
We want Chinese.
我们要中国信徒。
Because they're more fun, right?
因为中国人更好玩。
We can have more fun with the Chinese.
中国人更好玩。
So write that down, check it out.
把这个日期写下来，看看大家自己的时间。
It's called the
PTB. TPIsraelTour.com.
What's it stand for?
T for the.P for Passion, T Tour,
TPT
Translation, TPT IsraelTour.com,
TPT
IsraelTour.com,
TPT IsraelTour.com.
Awesome. So I'm very happy to be back here.
我很开心回到大家中间。
We flew from Mongolia to Beijing to Vancouver last night.
我们从蒙古飞到北京，飞到温哥华，昨天夜里才到。
And when I got here, I was very tired.
昨天晚上到的时候非常累。
And so I went right to sleep.
我就去睡觉了。
And then at 1 o'clock in the morning.
凌晨一点。
I woke up.
我就醒了。
And then I was wide awake.
我就很醒来。
All night long. So I'm jet lagged.
有点时差。
But Wesley was saying that we want Chinese to come on the Passion Translation Tour.And the reason we want Chinese
有一个原因的
is because just having been in Asia,
因为我们去到亚洲
we are realizing the major importance of the Chinese people in this era of church history.
我们就意识到在这个时代的教会这个时代中国人的重要性亚洲人的重要性
Chinese are emerging into a place of world leadership.
中国正在进入一个世界领导的角色地位。
And we are on the and they are in economic economically buying up much of the world.
在经济方面连接了世界各个部分。
They have major stakes in every continent of the world.
他们在世界各大洲都有影响力。
And so China is a force.That God that is rising, I believe, to world influence right now.
中国正在进入对世界有影响的这样的一个力量。
And we need the influence of the Chinese church.
我们需要中国教会的影响力。
To stand for righteousness and justice.
来为公义而站立。
And right now, I just feel we need to stop and pray for Hong Kong.
我感受
现 and for China.
现在我们停一下，要为中国和香港祷告。
And Father, we bring the Chinese people before you right now.
天父，我们现在把中国信徒带到你的面前。
And we ask God that you would stop all violence.
主，我们求你要停止各样的暴力。
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bind the enemy that seeks to kill, steal, and destroy.
主，我们求你来捆绑那个偷盗、杀害、毁坏的仇敌。
And instead, Lord, you would loose justice.
主啊，你要来释放公义。
You would loose liberty.
你要来释放自由。
You would loose the things that come from the kingdom of heaven.
你要释放所有从天国带下来的。
And Father, we pray right now in this critical moment for the Chinese world.
主啊，我们现在为这个中国这个很关键的时刻来祷告。
We pray as you taught us in the Bible.
我们按照你在圣经里教导我们的祷告来祷告。
To pray for those in government and all those in authority so that we can live peaceful lives.
我们要为在上执政掌权的祷告，这样我们就可以安然度日。
We pray, Lord, that you would give them wisdom.
主啊，求你给他们智慧。
Wisdom that comes from heaven.
从天堂而来的智慧。
That is first pure and peaceable.
是有清洁的，是和平的。
We ask God that you would bring justice to the people.
主啊，你把将公义带给人民。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
神的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
And we ask God that you would give righteous government so there's freedom and justice in Jesus' name.
主啊，求你使这个政府能够公义公平，奉耶稣基督的
名祷告。Protect human life.
保护人民的生命。
Protect everyone made in the image of God.
保护每一个按神形象所造的人的生命。
And Lord, we ask that your kingdom would come and your will would be done in China and Hong Kong right now.
我们求你在中国，在香港，你的国降临，你的旨意成全。
Amen.
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 Amen. And you know, this is something that we need to be very aware of.
这是我们很需要知道的事情。
The last time I was here.
上次我在这里。
Did I tell you about my tooth falling out?
我告诉大家我的牙齿掉了。
Did I say about my tooth falling out?
好像有说吗？他就那个牙齿好像没有说。
Did I tell you that story? It's a big story. I don't have time to tell it.
是很大的一个故事，没有时间讲。
But I was at a anyway. But the point of that story was that we are in a very new spiritual time.
我们现在在一个很新的圣灵的时代时间。
The Bible said that there was a tribe called the sons of Issachar.
有一个支派叫
the sons of Issachar.
以撒加支派。
It's one of the tribes of Israel.
以撒加支派。
It says who knew the times and seasons.
他们是通达时务的。
So that they knew what Israel ought to do.
他知道以色列要干什做什么。
And it was one of the prophetic functions of the Issachar tribe.
以撒加的支派的一个恩赐就是先知性的功能。
To know the spiritual season so that the people of God could know what to do.
就是知道圣灵的时间，这样神的子民就知道按照这个时间来做事。
And we are in a very new spiritual season.
我们现在就在一个很新的圣灵的时间。
And you know the difficult thing in a new spiritual season.
新的圣灵的时间，困难的事情是
is that it's new.
是新的。
And so because it's new,
因为是新的,
we don't know what to do.
我们不知道该做什么。
This is why we need the prophetic voice.
这就是为什么我们需要先知的声音。
This is why God says, but the Apostle Paul prays for the Ephesian church.
这就是先使徒保罗为以弗所教会祷告。
They would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus.
让他们有智慧启示的灵，可以真认识耶稣。
We don't only need wisdom to build. We need the revelation to know what to do.
我们不只要
what to build.
不只要有智慧知道要怎么建造，更要有启示的灵要知道怎么做。
And I have been waiting on the Lord because He's been speaking to me about what's coming.
我一直在等候神，因为神对我在讲未来要发生什么事。
And part of my job as a prophetic voice.
我作为一个先知的声音，一部分我的工作
is to give understanding to the people of God so that they know what to do and how to get there.
就是要让神的子民来认识神，这样他们就知道该怎么做，该怎么回应。
And the Lord has been speaking to me about the next move of God being a very apostolic move.
神就一直告诉我下一个神的运动是非常的使徒性的运动。
The primary root meaning of the word apostle in the New Testament
新约里面使徒这个词的词根
is sent one
被差遣的人
ascending move
被差遣出去
it's a go move Where Matthew 28, Jesus says, "Go into all the world and make disciples of all nations." Ethnos.
马太福音二十八章大使命说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
And when God has different seasons in the Spirit,
当我们在圣灵中经历新的季节
sometimes He, in revival history, He will pour out His Spirit on a geographic location.
在历史的复兴的这个历史上，有的时候他会把复兴的灵浇灌在某个特定的地理区域。
If you have studied the history of revival at all,
如果你学过复兴历史
，you know that this is true.
你知道是真的。
That there would be epicenters where God poured out His Spirit.
圣灵会特别浇灌在某些区域。
And everybody would come to those places.
每一个人都聚集到这些区域。
And they would get filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And they would go back home and they would spread what God had done.
他们就各自回去的时候都带着这个圣灵的工作回去。
And in those times of outpouring,
在那些浇灌的时刻
many times there's actual geographic centers where people come to.
很多时候确实有地理性的集中的区域大家都集中到那些地方去。
By the way, I just want to say, I'm so thankful that you came today, John.
非常感谢 John 和他的同伴一起来。
I just love I love the gatherings.
我很就是真的是很爱这个聚集上周的聚集。
Unfortunately, though I was invited, I couldn't come.
上周我也被邀请，但是没有办法去。
But I believe that the spirit of John 17 in the gatherings.
但是我相信约翰福音十七章就在这特会中。
Is so critical to win the world.
太重要了，我们要赢得这个世界。
Jesus said in John 17.
约翰福音十七章耶稣说。
He prayed that we would be one.
我们要成为一。
Like the Father and the Son are one.
就像父和子原为一。
So that the world would believe.
这样世界就可以信。
It's key to world evangelization.
这个是世界宣教的一个关键点。
And it is an integral part of what I feel to share today as well.
而且这也是神感动我今天要分享的重要的一个原则。
Because God so loves the world.
因为神爱世人。
God is actually after the whole wide world.
神爱整个的世界，世人，每个世人。
This is why Wesley and I go to Mongolia and
这就是为什么我们要去蒙古啊，这么多远的地方。
Because God has given us a little tiny bit of His heart for the whole wide world.
因为神把他爱世界的广大的心给了我们一些。
And God loves people that we don't love.
神爱那些我们不爱的人。
Jesus is ever living to make intercession for people that we never even think about.
神耶稣一直在为所有那些人来代祷，很多人我们根本不知道。
And you know, and He's constantly reaching out and motivating us to have the same heart as Him.
主耶稣一直在感动我们要有跟他同心。
And as I said, in these epicenters of power, I want to go back to what I was saying now.
我们回到刚才的主题。
That God will pour out His Spirit.
神会浇灌他的圣灵。
And there will be these epicenters where people come to.
就有这些圣灵充满的中心地点。
Houses of prayer like IHOP in Kansas City.
比如说像Kansas City 的 IHOP.
You know, and people will go there. They will get filled and touched and have teaching of.How to establish houses of prayer?
所有的人都会集中到那些地方去来领受，而且被教导怎么来建立这些祷告殿。
Because even the house of prayer,
那祷告殿
is for all nations.
也是为了万国的。
The purpose of the house of prayer,
祷告殿的目的
is so that nations come to Jesus.
目的是万国能够归向耶稣。
And the purpose of God pouring out His Spirit,
圣灵浇灌他的圣灵。
As He did in Toronto with Mark Dupont,
就像在神透过 Mark Dupont 在多伦多所做的事。
Both Mark and I prophesied that last move of God before it happened.
上一波圣灵的运动，我和Mark Dupont 都一起预言了神的工作。
And it became an epicenter where millions of people came to the kingdom of God.
那个地方就成了一个圣灵浇灌的中心，上百万人都到那里去领受。
But like the parable of the highways and byways,
但是就像那个比喻，就是大路和小路。
You know, there is a season where God gives invitation and people come.
有这个季节，有的时候神来邀请所有人到某个地点。
But the ones that don't come,
但那些没有来的人呢？
Jesus told us in that parable that he sends out his servants to go.
耶稣说, 他就差遣了仆人, 到各个地方去寻找。
And I believe that we are in a major sending time.
那么我们现在就到了一个差遣人, 到出去的季节了。
One of the great prayer leaders of America just launched a movement called the Send.
美国一个很伟大的先知刚刚发起了一个 运动就是差遣。
And he's gathering, he used to lead a movement called the Call.
他以前呢经常办这个聚会叫做 呼召。
And during the season of the Call,
就是在那个季节
They filled stadiums all over America and different parts of the world.
在美国和世界各地，他们来的人都充满了整个体育场。
Hundreds of thousands of people gathering in one place to pray.
成千上万的人聚集在一个地方来祷告。
But now they've changed it to the send.
但是现在他们已经改变成为差遣出去了。
And they're gathering the next generation of leaders.
他们要聚集下一时代的这个带领者。
Evangelists.
传福音的。
And they're the and YWAM, like Youth with a Mission. I don't know if it's a missionary sending movement.
是一个可能是青年中的拆船团。
And they're saying it's time now to go and send everybody out to preach the gospel.
现在是这个季节，要把大家都差遣出去来传宣教。
And God's been speaking to me prophetically how important this next season is.
神就一直跟我讲一些先知性的话语，就是下个季节有多么重要。
It will not look like the last season.
跟上个季节是不一样的。
And God's been telling me that the next season is a go move of God.
下一个季节是神的
go.
是差遣出去的季节。
Like Matthew 28.
就像马太福音28章。
Go into all the world.
你们要去。
So I was asking God, what does this look like?
我就问神，那会像是什么样子呢？
And I want to give a couple of testimonies.
我要给一点见证。
Of what this actually looks like.
那个这样的运动会是什么样子？
And we have to pray for her.
有点感冒。
Because I talk very fast. And she's not feeling very well. So we have to pray for her. So Lord, we just want to ask for strength. Lord, we ask for her voice to hold up, and we bless her, Lord. She's so good at it. Thank you for your anointing on her. Amen, amen, amen. And so, as I was inquiring of the Lord, God, how can I give prophetic words to your people to posture them to be following you?
但我问主，就是我怎么样能够来跟你的百姓来发预言，让他们能够预备好自己进入下个季节。
God began to speak to me about, God began to show me what it actually looks like.
神就向我显示以后会是什么样子。
I just came back from Europe before I was in Mongolia.
在蒙古以前我刚从欧洲回来。
And I was invited to a business.
有个企业就邀请我。
Yeah. The next move of God is not going to be in a church.
神的下一个运动不是在教会内部。
The next move of God is going to be in the highways and byways.
神的下个运动会是在大街小巷。
In businesses.
在企业中。
In neighborhoods.
在社区。
In universities.
在大学里。
And I was just before I went to Mongolia, I was in Europe.
我就在欧洲。
And one of the places I went to was a major 10,000 per person multinational business.
那我去的就是一个 10,000人的跨文化的一个企业。
And they had 10,000 employees in one city.
他们在那个城市里，他们有10,000个雇员。
The business was like its own city.
这个企业就跟它城市差不多大。
And this was only one branch of this business.
这还是这个企业的一个分支。
This business had offices all over the world.
这个企业在全世界都有分支。
And I was actually invited by the wife to do a evangelistic prophetic meeting.
我就去参加一个 就是宣教的这个先知性的聚会。
So at night I went to a church and did an evangelistic prophetic meeting.
晚上我就去做了一个 就讲了一个信息，就是先知性的宣教。
But the husband worked for this business.
那这个邀请我的这个夫妻，那个丈夫在这个企业里工作。
So in the day, the husband invited me to come to his company.
白天 这个邀请我的这个先生呢，他就带我去这个企业。
And he said, I want you to come and prophesy over people in the business.
他就说，我希望你在为我的雇员来发预言。
And so he gathered a few key employees.
所以我们就聚集了一些雇员。
Executives.
一些主管。
And we went and prophesied over them for 2 or 3 hours.
我们有两三个小时时间给他们发预言。
Because the gift of prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort.
因为发预言就是为了劝勉、鼓励、造就。
And we had many of those employees very, very on fire for God and understanding the will of God in their work.
那些雇员就是听完这些信息，我就为神来燃烧，就明白神把他们放在这些工作场所的意义。
And the husband was getting dreams and revelation from God.
那弟兄们就有异象和异梦。
How to be a blessing to the 10,000 employees.
就是自己怎么能够成为这个企业的祝福。
And also to all the other employees of this multinational company in different nations.
也怎么能够成为这个多文化的，就是这么多雇员的祝福。
And he was actually the head of human resources for the whole company worldwide.
这个弟兄呢，实际是这个企业这个人力资源部的主管。
And so he developed a benefit package for all the employees that's one of the best in the whole world.
他是为整个所有的员工来制定福利计划的，这个计划是全世界最好的。
And he did it because he prayed and God gave him wisdom and revelation and access to the kings of the business world.
那因为他祷告，所以神给他智慧启示，让他怎么做出一个最好的一个为员工做出最好的这个计划。
Then we went, you know, because God wants His kingdom to come.
因为神要他的国降临。
And His will to be done.
他的旨意成全。
Not just in church.
不光在教会里。
But in Vancouver.
但是也在温哥华城市。
In Richmond.
在 Richmond 城市。
In Surrey.
在苏里城市。
All over the mainland.
在所有的低陆平原。
God wants His will to actually happen, and He wants to use you to cause His will to be done.
神要使用我们每一个人，让他的旨意能够落实在地上。
I'm going to quote the words of Jesus here in Matthew chapter 5.
我们读马太福音第五章。
You have heard that it was said.
你们听到有话说。
Love your neighbor.
爱你的邻舍。
Love the Christians.
爱基督徒。
And hate your enemy.
恨你的仇敌。
But I tell you, Jesus said.
但是我告诉你。
Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你的祷告。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that you can be children of your Father in heaven.
让你们就可以被称为天父的儿女。
And then it goes to describe, Jesus goes on to describe what our Father in heaven is like.
接下来耶稣就描述我们天上的父是什么样子呢？
He causes His Son to rise on the evil and the good.
他让日头照好人也照歹人。
He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
他降雨给义人也给不义的人。
In other words, God blesses everyone.
耶稣祝福所有的人。
God has a will that is good for the whole city.
神有一个很美好的计划，让整个城市都得祝福，让整个的国家都得祝福。
It says, if you love those who love you, what reward do you get?
如果你只爱那些爱你的，那么你得到什么奖赏呢？
Don't even pagans do that?
外邦人不也这样做吗？
Be therefore perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
要完全像你们的天父完全一
样。So what does this look like for us as believers?
我们作为信徒要怎么做？
I'm going to give you a number of testimonies.
给大家几个见证。
There are some people in our friends of ours that were planting a church in America.
我们有几个朋友在美国要建一个教会。
And they were saying, God.How can we build the church? How can we grow the church?
就问神我们要怎么建造教会呢？
You called us to this place.
你呼召我们来到这个地方。
How do you want us to build your church?
要我们怎么建教会呢？
And God said to them.
主对他们说。
Well, what's in your neighborhood?
那你的社区怎么样？
And they said, well, actually there's a high school down the street.
他们就说对面有一个高中。
He said, yes. Do you know what's going on in that high school?
就说那么高中发生什么事呢？
They said no.
他们说我们不了解。
And so they were praying and they began to pray for the high school.
他们就为这个高中祷告。
God says, I want you to pray, yes.
神说是的，我要你们祷告。
But I want you to do something.
同时我要你们做事。
So go see if that high school needs any help.
到高中去问问他们有什么需要。
So the pastor's wife went and knocked on the door of the principal's office.
师母就去敲校长的门。
And she said, "Hi, we're from the church down the street. We're just half a block away."
就说我们是街对面要建的教会。
And we are just wondering, is there anything that we can do to help you in this high school?
我们想知道我们有什么能做的来帮助你们这个高
中。Do you need monitors at lunch? Do you need
你们需要投影吗？你们需要什么
drivers? What do you need?
你们需要司机吗？你们需要什么
？And she said when she knocked on the door of the principal,
师母说当她敲校长门的时候
，he was had his head in his hands like this.
这个校长正在好像很发愁的
And he was like looking very concerned.
看起来很发愁。
And when she said, "Do you need help?"
当他说你们需要帮助吗
？He said, "I really need help."
校长说我需要帮助。
I've come from the top school in this whole district.
我是从这个学区最好的学校来的。
And he said, "But I wanted to do more."
但是我想做更多。
So I took this job, which is one of the worst schools in this whole district.
所以我就来到学区里面最差的这个学校当校长。
And he said, "These are high school students."
这些高中生。
And they don't know how to read.
他们都阅读很差。
I can't even teach them.
我都没法教他们。
Could you send me some tutors?
你能不能派些辅导员来
？And this little tiny church plant.
那么这个小小的教会。
It only had 80 people.
只有八十个人。
She said we can get you some tutors.
他们说好的，我们来找些辅导员。
So she went back to her church.
她就回到教会。
Just beginning in the first year or two.
就是才第一年。
And she said they need tutors.
说这个学校需要辅导员。
40 people signed up to be tutors.
40个人都应征了。
They went and got police background checks, did everything they needed to do.
然后他们就做背景调查所有的事情。
And they went back to the school.
然后他们就回到学校。
And they said, "Here we are."
就说我们回来了。
And they began to read to the students.
他们就开始为孩子来阅读。
2-3 times a week.
两三。
But as they read to them.
当他对给他们阅读的时候
，They prophesied.
他们也同时发
预言。You're going to be a great reader.
跟这些孩子们发预言。
You know you're doing really good at this.
你会成为好的领袖。
Because the gift of prophecy.
因为
is for edification, exhortation, comfort.
因为先知的恩赐就是安慰、劝勉、造就。
And not and within a very short period of time,
很短的时间里
faith began to go into the students in the high school.
这些高中生的信心开始建造起来
That they could be the head and not the tail.
他们可以做首不用
鸡尾 That they could overcome.
他们可以得胜
And you know, as they went in, they began to bless the school and pray and prophesy to the school.
这些学生甚至开始为教会祷为学校祷告，为学校发预言
That school,
那个学校
in 1 year,
在一年之中
went from being the worst school in the whole district,
从学区最差的一个学校
to either the top or the second top in the entire East Coast of America.
整个东面的第一名还是第二名。
It was such a turnaround.
真的是很大的翻转。
And it came because of the church.
就是
going into their world.
教会进入他们的世界。
And prophesying.
为他们发预言。
Helping.
帮助他们。
Serving.
服侍他们。
Being light in the darkness.
成为黑暗中的光。
And the principal.
这个原则。这个校长。
Got nominated for being the best principal. He got. An educational award for being the best principal in the whole East Coast.
他也在教育界方面得了一个奖，就是东岸最棒的校长。
And when he went up to get his award,
当他起来领奖的时候
，he said, "Actually, it wasn't me."
他就说其实不是我。
It was this church down the street that sent in the tutors.
是我们街对面的教会，他们给我们派了这么多的辅导员。
Everything you learn at church,
因为我们在教会所有学的东西
actually works out there,
都在世界上有用。
In fact, the reason you come to church,
我们来到教会的原因
and you come to these conferences,
我们来到这些特会的原因
is because we are to equip you,
因为我们要来装备大家
to go do the works of ministry,
要进到各样的宣教工厂。
Ephesians 4 says that.
以弗所书第四章。
I want to tell you another great story of what it looks like to go into all your world.
我们要进入世界，我再来讲一个见证。
I was recently visiting a man by the name of Ed Silvoso.
我最近就是探访了这样的一个人。
He's an Argentinian church leader.
他是安哥廷教会的一个领袖。
That works in the area of transformation.He saw a great revival and now works.
就是南美的那个，就是那个叫什么
？And he has written
翻转转化对转化的那个运动里面，他是中间的一个领袖。
He has written many books.
他写过很多书。
And one of his books is called Transformation.
有一本书名字就叫转化。
It's all about the church going into the world Monday to Friday.
就是关于教会在从周一到周五就进入世界。
And becoming light and salt, like Jesus said.
成为光和盐，像耶稣说的。
And he tells this story in the book.
在书中他记得这么一件事。
There's a whole chapter called God's Bank. God's Bank.
有一整章就叫神的银行。
I'm going to read you this story.
我来跟大家读。
It's about a Christian that was a businessman.
有一个基督徒企业家。
Do we have any business people here?
我们这里有做生意的吗？
If you're a business person, raise your hand.
做生意的是做企业的，做生意的挥挥手。
God wants to be in your business.
神要进入我们的生意当中。
And this story is called God's Bank, and the
神的银行。
It's about a man named Chuck Ripka. That's his name.
Chuck Ripka 这是他的名字。
So Chuck Ripka is a marketplace minister.
他是在市场上的一个
Like a pastor, but in the marketplace.
是一个牧者宣教士，但是在市场上。
Until recently, he was the senior vice president of the Riverview Community Bank in a small town in Minnesota, Elk River.
最近成为明尼苏达这个一个小城市的一个合办社区银行的副行长。
The night before Chuck opened the bank in Elk River, the night before he opened the door, this.He was starting a bank, so he opened the bank. Okay. He learned in church that it's good to pray. So he went through the whole bank. And he prayer walked all of the bank. And he laid hands on the desks. And on the computers. And he blessed them in the name of Jesus. And then he did a prophetic act.He opened the doors,
打开门
and invited Jesus to come into the bank.
欢迎耶稣来到他的银行
Everything he learned at church,
他所有在教会学的
he did at work.
他就在工作上就用出来
And it wasn't long,
不久以后
before all the employees of that bank received Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
他们银行所有的雇员都接受耶稣做他们的救主
Chuck then proceeded to tell them,
然后他就告诉他们
Hey.You're not just a bank teller.
你们不只是银行这个收银这个柜台工作。
You're not just a banker.
你不只是银行工作人
员。You are a minister of God now.
你是神的宣教士了。
And the bank is your ministry.
这个银行就是你的宣教基地。
From that moment,
从那一刻起。
And he said, the bank is your ministry, and the customers are your flock.
那个顾客就是你的羊群。
From that moment on,
从那一刻起
clients were regularly offered prayer as a free banking service.
顾客就会收到一个免费的银行服务，就是被祷告。
In over 2 years,
两年后
more than 60 miracles were recorded during business hours.
在工作时间能有记录的神迹就有60件。
And more than 100 people came to the Lord on the premises of the bank.
那就在柜台办事的这个顾客就有100人
接受耶稣。Prayer came to be perceived by the population of the city as so normal.
那个祷告就在那一区域就成为一个很普通的事情。
That so normal to the bank, it was just part of the bank.
就是成为银行业务的一部分。
That one day a lady showed up.
有一天一个女士就来了。
Because she said, quote, my marriage is finished.So I came to the bank for prayer.
说我的婚姻快完了，所以我来到银行要求祷告。
See whatever you learn here.
但我们在这里说
it actually works out there.
在这里所能够运行的，在外面也能运行。
But the story's not over.
但这个故事还没结束。
The New York Times sent a reporter to do a story on the bank.
纽约时报就来采访他们。
They heard all these testimonies about prayer and miracles happening in the bank.
他们听说了银行发生的神迹奇事和祷告的效果。
At first, true to his profession, the reporter was skeptical, even cynical.
一开始那个来采访他们的记者很怀疑，也很批评。
But as he moved in and out of the resident presence of God in the bank,
但是他当他出入这个银行，感受到神同在的时候
，see the presence of God wasn't just in the church.
看到神的同在不光在教会
，it was in the bank.
也在银行
，because.A person understood that wherever he goes, the kingdom of God is that the spirit of God is in him.
就是因为我们明白，我们不然到哪里去，神的同在就我们是带着的。
So this reporter comes to do this story.
所以这个记者就来采访。
And when he goes in and out of the resident presence of God in the bank,
当他来出进这个银行感受到神同在的时候
hearing true stories of lives, families, and businesses transformed.
听到这些个人家庭和生意被改变的见证
the reporter begins to ask spiritual questions.
记者就开始问属灵的问题
eventually he became a Christian.
那后来他也成为基督徒了
and went on to write a superb piece for the New York Times magazine.
他就写的给那个纽约时报写了一篇很重要的采访文章
called God's Bank.
名字就叫神的银行。
As a result of the worldwide impact of that piece, journalistic piece,
那因着这篇报道是在世界上很出名。
Film crews from as far away as France and Japan descended on the bank.
那法国的、日本的，就是拍电影的也都来了。
Producing riveting television stories of institutions, lives, and even a city touched by God.
就开始制作各样的影视方面的这个节目，就是来报道这个被改变的故事。
People from out of state,
从外州来
as well as from other countries,
从外国来
have called the bank,
都来打电话给银行。
Is this God's bank?
问打电话说这是上帝的银行吗
？If this is God's bank, I want to put my money there.
如果这是上帝的银行，我要把钱存在你们这里。
These actions made it possible.
那么这些行为呢，就使得
for the bank to grow at the rate of almost $1 million a week，
那叫一星期业务量增加100万
，making it one of the fastest growing banks in the state and even in the nation，
成为全州全美发展最快的银行。
Now the point of that is this，
这个重点是
that it would have taken Chuck, the CEO of the bank, the rest of his life to make an impression half that size。
所以这个银行家如果不是用这样的不是这样的话他可能一生啊所有的努力都不会达到一半的效果。
He understood.
但是因为他明白
that he was a minister of God.
他是神的宣教士。
That the bank was his ministry.
银行就是他的宣教工厂。
The Bible talks about.
因为圣经说
the power to create wealth.
啊，创造财货的能力
comes from God Himself.
是从神来的。
The power to be a witness comes from God. The power, Acts 1:8, God will give you power to be a witness.
我们做见证的能力。
And Deuteronomy 8:18,
出埃及记八章十八节。
It is God who gives you the power to create wealth.
是神给你得财货的能力。
And the rest of Deuteronomy 8:18 says this, so that He can confirm His covenant with you.
生命记，所以他可以坚立与你所立的约。
啊。As he did with the fathers,
就像他与列祖所立的约。
You can read it. It's Deuteronomy 8:18.
生命记八章十八节。
And what God has been showing me,
神一直向我显示。
I have so many stories I could tell you.
我有很多见证可以分享。
Is that His heart for the whole world?
就是神对全世界的心。
Is bigger than a church building.
比建立教会大多了。
In fact, the truth is,
事实是
that.Approximately only 3%,
大概百分之三
of Christians have their main ministry behind a pulpit or behind a worship instrument.
只有百分之三的教会的人员他在讲台或者是在
97 or so percent of the body of Christ.
基督身体百分之九十七的人
your main ministry
主要的服事工厂
is at your job
是在你的工作场合
in your neighborhood
在你的社区
at your university
在你的大学
and you come here
我们来到这里
to be equipped
是要被装备的
to do works of service.
来出去服事
Until God's kingdom comes,
直到神的国来临
And God wants to use you,
神要使用我们
to change Vancouver,
来改变温哥华
Vancouver needs changing,
温哥华需要被改变
Do you know this week in the Supreme Court of British Columbia,
在 BC 省高院这个星期
there was a case that actually took away the rights of the parents over their children,
就是夺去父母对孩子的应有的权利
to decide what treatment or psychological or medical treatment that child could receive.
让这个孩子有权利自主决定他要接受什么变性方面的手术。
The body of Christ.
基督的身体，我们需要基督的身体。
To stand up.
来站起来。
And be light in darkness.
成为黑暗中的光。
Be salt.
成为盐。
In the earth.
成为盐。
And God wants to use the Chinese church.
神要使用中华人教会。
I am telling you, the Church of China.Has passed the test.
我告诉你，中国的教会已经通过了试验。
They are the overcomers.
他们是得胜者。
They have stood the test of persecution.
他们在逼迫中站立得住。
They have been faithful.
他们是很有。
Many even unto death.
他们是至死忠心的。
They have been tortured. They have been persecuted.
他们一直被逼迫。
And they have stood strong.And now God, I believe, is granting a leadership authority to Chinese believers all over the world.
我相信这就带给华人教会一个特别的权柄。
And I'm here as a prophet to say, take your place.
我在这里作为一个先知，就说华人你们要拿到自己领导权。
For coming to Vancouver.
就是我们来到温哥华。
Now take your place of leadership.
现在我们拿起我们的领导权。
We need help.
我们需要帮助。
You know, I was born and raised in Canada.
我是在加拿大出生成长的。
Led a church for 30 years with my husband in British Columbia.
在 BC 省带教会30年。
And I am so grateful that the Chinese church is coming to help us.
我很感恩华人教会已经兴起来要来帮助我们。
Because we need help.
因为我们需要帮助。
And you know, there's just so many stories that I could tell you.
有很多很多见证。
But I feel like the Lord is saying this.
但是我感受到神说
that you are here for a reason.
我们来到这里是有原因的。
You are not here to retire.
我们不是来到这里退休的。
You are not here to escape.
不是来到这里逃避的。
You are here to help.
我们来这里是帮助。
Because the call, the gifts and calling of God, they're irrevocable.
因为神的呼召是没有后悔的。
They never go away.
不会后
悔。And the Church of China has earned a place of leadership and authority in the earth.
中国的教会在全地已经得到了这个领导权。
Through the things that you have suffered,
透过他们一直的受苦。
And we are asking you,
我们呼求大家。
Take your place,
站在你的位分上，站起来。
Help us,
帮助我们。
Create wealth,
来创造财富。
Become the head and not the tail,
居首不居尾。
See, when God gave that promise to His people in Deuteronomy 8,
在申命记当神给他子民这个应许的时
候， it gives you the power to create wealth.
给你创造财富的能力。
The reason why he wanted them to have that wealth,
为什么他要他的子民有财富呢？
was so that they could become the head and not the tail.
这样他的子民就可以居首不居尾。
So that they could lead and show all the Gentiles the power of God.
他们就可以领导，也可以让外邦世界看到神的在他们中间的带领和能力。
Through the blessing that came on their life from God Himself.
透过就是他们从神而来的他们的生活中的祝
福。Who causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust?
因为神降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And many of you,
我们中间很多人。
Much of the Chinese church,
很多中国教会。
Understands hard work,
知道辛苦的劳动。
Perseverance,
忍耐持守。
The qualities that create wealth, you know, the,
创造财富的质量。
And through wealth, then you can help the poor.
透过财富，我们可以帮助穷人。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约
，God gave that power to the people, the Israelites.
神把他财富给以色列犹太人。
And He said, "Let there be no poor named amongst you."
说在你们中间不要有穷乏
人。Absolutely no poor.
不要有穷乏人。
Huh? Oh my bad. That's okay. They understand her better than me, so it's okay. So I'm saying this because I believe that God wants to equip you to actually take whole areas of the city of Vancouver for starts.
我说这些事，我相信神要装备我们在温哥华各个领域，就是要开始来崭露头角来领导。
The things you've learned in prayer.
我们在祷告中所学到的。
You are better at praying than most Canadians.
我们华人教会比加拿大人可能更会祷告。
You understand the power of prayer.
我们知道祷告的能力。
But prayer doesn't just work inside of a church.
祷告不只是发生在教会中。
Like I showed you, prayer works out there.
祷告也在外面的世界，
It'll work in your neighborhood.
在我们的社区邻舍运作。
I mean, I know doctors in Europe.
我知道在欧洲有医生。
That their son went to Kansas City and to learn how to build a house of prayer.
他的儿子到 IHOP 去学怎么做祷告店。
And so they rented a doctor's office downtown in Brussels, right next to the IMF.
他们就在布鲁塞尔的租了一个医生诊所。
The International Monetary Fund.
Monetary.
The IMF, the International Monetary Fund. It's a.
在国际货币国际货币组织的那个 building 旁边。
And they put their son doing a house of prayer 40 hours a week during business hours on the top floor.
他们就把那个楼上贴了一个标语，说周一到周五四十个小时连锁祷告。
They ran their doctor's office downstairs, you know, 5 days a week. And world leaders would come to their doctor's office when they got sick. But because they had a house of prayer, the presence of God was thick in the whole building.
神的同在在整个房子里都很浓厚。
This doctor told me over and over again.
这个医生就一直告诉我。
People would come to get, you know, because to the doctor because they were sick.
很多人本来是要到医生诊所去的。
And when they walked into the doctor's office,
他们一进到医生诊所,
they would start weeping for no reason.
他们就无缘无故开始哭。
And they didn't know why they were crying.
他们不知道自己为什么哭。
They were ambassadors and bank executives and ministers of finance. And they were embarrassed because they were crying. And they would say, you know, I never cry. I don't know why I'm crying. But I'm sick. So the doctors would give them a prescription. And 3 weeks later,
3周以后,
she said this happened over and over again.
她就说,
the people that were sick came back, booked another appointment.
又约一个时间,
they said, actually, I'm not sick anymore.
她说我的病已经好了,
but I've never felt anything like I felt in this doctor's office.
但是我在医生诊所所经历的，我以前从来没有感受过。
I've never experienced what I experienced here.
我在这看病的时候所经历的，从来没有经历过。但是我必须回来。
Now these people are not going to churches.
那这些人是不上教会的人。
They're not coming here.
他们不去教会。
But the church, the people of the living God,
但是神的百姓,
are building the kingdom of God.
来建造神的国,
advancing the kingdom of God,
在拓展神的国到外面。
And everything they learn here,
他们在教会所学的, 就在外面使用。
Until pretty soon.
很快的,
a bank, a doctor's office,
银行啊, 诊所啊,
is a touching a world leader.
触摸到这个重要的人, 触摸到百万富翁,
you know, principals, education,
校长啊, 做教育的, 触摸到各行各业,
and the kingdom of God
神的国,
is invading.
神的国就在扩张,
Monday to Friday.
这个入侵, 啊, 周一到周五,
and so I want you to start to get an idea and apply this to your own personal life.
我想让大家开始有这个概念, 然后把它使用到自己的生活当中。
Where do you spend most of your Monday to Friday?
你周一到周五在哪里花的时间最多?
Where is your primary ministry?
你主要的服侍的合场在哪里?
You know, our job is to equip you, the saints.
我们的工作是来装备圣徒, 大家。
Ephesians 4:13.
以弗所书4章,
so that you all do the work of ministry.
这样装备圣徒各尽其职。
We are not to do the work of ministry.
我们不一定是在各个职场。
We are to equip you.
我们要来装备你。
And when you leave this building,
当你离开教会的建筑,
your ministry begins.
你的服事才开始。
And God is going to use you.
神要使用我们。
Especially the authority of the Chinese church.
尤其是中国教会的权柄。
Thank you for coming to Vancouver. I'm sure you know that they have changed the name of Vancouver to Hongcouver, because there's so many Chinese here now. God brought you here to help us, because if we can take Vancouver, we can take Canada. Come on, and you're the leaders. So we're
going
to pray for you now. I'll come down here. I shall come down here. And Mark, I don't know if you have anything. Okay. I told Mark if he has anything at any time, he's free to do it. But see, our job is to serve you so that you can go serve the city. And God wants to bless you. God wants to teach you principles of righteousness. I'm telling you, right now, there's so much going on in Hong Kong and China. It's not a coincidence that they had the gathering last week. This conference in the Chinese church this week. God wants you to take your place so that you understand the authority that you have to bring transformation. And Father, I just want to especially, I'm going to pray for a few of you. What's your name, sir? Huh?
Ray, do you speak English? Okay, good.
Okay,
we need a couple of the prayer team to come and help.
要两位代祷团队的。
You know, there's different spiritual gifts.
不同的属灵恩赐。
And they all come from God.
都是从神来的。
God gives some to be apostles. Those are
使徒、先知、五重执事等等。
Different spiritual gifts.
不同的属灵恩赐。
And but the spiritual gifts are not, as I said, not meant to be used just in here.
属灵恩赐不只是在教会里使用。
And Ray, I feel like that you carry a spiritual gift of pastor.
你有一个牧者的属灵恩赐。
And I feel like the Lord is has given you this from heaven.
神从天上赐给你这个。
And the pastor is so important to shepherd the sheep.
牧者是要来牧养群羊的。
And I feel like the Lord says that he's right now you're in the stage of learning new things.
你现在在学新事物的阶段。
I see him giving you revelation.
我看见神给你启示。
I see your mind spinning.
我看你的思想在转。
And I feel like the Lord says that I want you, that you've been faithful in stewarding this gift.
你一直很忠心。
With a few, I'm about to take it to increase this. Like, if you're faithful in a few things, I'll make you faithful.
你在小事上，你在不多的几个人上很忠心，我要把更大的
要赐给你。And I feel like the Lord says that I want you to begin to pastor people in business.
你开始要在你的职场来牧养。
I feel like the Lord says I want you to gather people in business leaders.
在商场聚集人，
职场聚集人。And help pastor them in their calling to create wealth.
牧养他们，让他们达成护照来创造财富，让他们明白。
And also help them in their struggles.
也帮助他们在迷惑、在挣扎中的人。
In their marriages, in their families.
他们的婚姻中、他们家庭中有困难的。
And I feel like the Lord says I'm going to start to open the door to people whose primary influence is in the marketplace.
主说我要为你敞开门，就是为那些在商场上有影响力的人。
And they need help.
他们需要帮助。
So that they can become successful not only in business but in their families.
他们就能够帮助他们成功，不止在生意上，也在。
And I see God giving you ideas to equip them from Monday to Friday.
办法，一些主意来装备他们，从周一到周五。
How to take your spiritual gift and make it accessible to people in the marketplace.
要使用你的恩赐在职场上服侍人。
And I see God taking you in this next season.
神把你带入下个季节。
To places where you have never been before.
去一些地方你以前没去过的。
Because you've been faithful with the few things. I'm going to make you faithful.
因为你在小事上是忠心的。
Father, we bless him.
祝福你。
Now with many ideas from heaven,
从天上来很多的策略，为他打开门，连接人的连接，更多人的连接。
And that brother there, that brother there, could you stand up? Could you come here? What do you do, sir? I thought he was a hat.Okay, I felt like he was a businessman, but I didn't want to assume. So,
他就感受到你是做生意的。
Because I saw,
因为我看见
a lot of, I saw a very sharp mind.
聪明的头脑。
And I feel like you can process information very quickly.
很处理信息很快的。
And I see God giving you revelation through your ability to process information.
看到神给你这个恩赐来处理这些信息。
That allows you to go ahead of the curve.
让你能够跨越一些弯曲，往前走。
And I see because you have this understanding that lets you go a little bit ahead.
因为你有这个理解力，知道往前。
It comes behind and creates wealth.
来创造财富。
And I feel like the Lord says that I'm going to accelerate this anointing.
要神要加速加增这个更高。
Because I'm going to bless you to be a blessing to many other people.
祝福你成为很多人的祝福。
And I feel like it's not just wealth creation for you, but you're going to have many people that.
不光是创造财富
that you're going to help them create wealth, give them jobs,
帮助别人创造财富，给很多人工作。
And that as you do that, the Lord says, like a father of a household,
就像家里的父亲一样。
I want you to begin to put a kingdom stake into the business.
我要让你把这个国度的账放在你的公司。
And to begin to instruct.You know, people, or give them opportunity to learn how the kingdom of God works, the principles.
也教导人，也要教导别人，神的国怎么运行，这个原则是什么
？And I see you having like seminars and teaching your people.
我看你在一些
kingdom principles.
这个好像是这个讲座去告诉大家这些原则。
And then I see people coming to you.
很多人到你这里来
like Nicodemus to Jesus at night,
就像尼哥底母晚上找耶稣
there's something different about you.
就说你身上有些不同的东西
there's something totally different about you.
你身上有很多不同的东西
and I see people that will never come to church
看那些不去教会的人到你这里来
asking you what's the secret
问你这个秘诀是什么
and I feel like the Lord says I'm putting a I'm establishing a new sense of righteousness in you.
我建造一个新的公义的标准在你里面
I'm giving you an understanding of your call
给你的呼召有
Not as a business person,
不是一个生意人
but as a minister of the gospel,
是福音的使者
and I see God raising the standard inside your heart.
在你的心里面，神在提升这个呼召
You know, I feel like you're going to move into a whole new level of apostolic authority.
提升你到一个使徒性的一个权柄的里面
and you are going to multiply this apostolic authority.
而且还要倍增这个使徒性的
权柄 Not in the church, but in business.
不是在教会里，是在生意里面
and one of the key features of an apostle
使徒最重要的一个特征
is that they create something out of nothing
他们从无变有
they build on no other man's foundation
他们不建造在别人的根基上
there's principles from heaven
属天的原则
of wealth creation
比如说建造财富属天的原则
and then not just making money though
不只是赚钱
I see you teaching people
我看你教导人
how to properly spend money
怎么样理财怎么样
helping the poor
怎么样帮助穷人
blessing the city
怎么样祝福城市
building things that benefit other people
怎么样建造东西来使人受益
and I see that the more that you bless others the more your business will be blessed
你的生意就越被祝福
and Father we thank you Lord that he is going to be a channel of blessing
你会成为一个祝福的管道
a conduit of blessing in Jesus' name
祝福的管道
Amen Amen, Amen.John, if you have something, just jump up here. If you have something.
How many of you remember last weekend when Hoda got up and shared at that moment in the gathering?
上个周有那个埃及人在分享的时候，多少人记得？
Do you know that Medhattan Hoda?
就是那个 Hoda 是吗？
Have a ministry in Cairo.Cairo,
Egypt.
And they have raised up 10,000 young women in their ministry. Do you know that recently they told us that the special forces, the police force in Cairo, came to them and said this? We took out an ISIS cell two blocks from your church. Okay? They took out 11 terrorists two blocks from their church. ISIS.
恐怖分子对
Okay? God spared these people.
神释放了这些
But what is it in them
在他们里面的
that causes them to be in a place like Cairo?
让他们愿意在开罗那样的地方。
They have a love for that nation.
他们爱这个国家。
There is a perfect love that casts out all fear.
他们有这个就完全的爱。
I've been around the Chinese family for a very long time.
我跟中国家人在一起很长时间了。
And I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励大家。
The Holy Spirit is calling us for Vancouver.
圣灵呼召我们是为了温哥华。
Does it sound familiar what I shared 2 weeks ago in this church? It's almost identical what I shared 2 weeks ago to you. Is that true? Is that true? Remember the scripture I shared last weekend? Psalm 119, verse 32, where God says, I will enlarge your heart.
诗篇119章多少节？说神要来扩张我们的心。
No fear.
不要惧怕
No fear.
不要惧怕
No fear, Chinese family.
中国家人
No fear. That God would give us a new courage to step out in Vancouver.
神要给我们一个新的勇气
Step out in our communities.
要站出来
He is saying, I want to enlarge our hearts.
神说他要扩张我们的心
To own this city.
来拥有这个城市
Please, put your hand on your heart just for a moment.
把手放在心上
Holy Spirit.
圣灵
Holy Spirit.
圣灵
Holy Spirit.
圣灵
Holy Spirit.
圣灵
Enlarge the Chinese church's heart for this city.
扩张我们的心为了这个城市
Family, he's enlarging our heart to own what Stacy's talking about.
各位家人，神正在扩张我们的心，让我们能够领受 Stacy 刚才所讲的。
Do you receive that?
大家看到了吗？
There is a supernatural love coming for our community.
对我们的社区会有一个超自然的爱。
For our neighbor.
对我们的邻舍。
For our friend.
对我们的朋友。
For our co-workers.
对我们的同事。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督名，阿门。
Yeah, just stay. We're going to pray for a few of you. I want to pray for that lady there. Yes, you. Could you stand, please? What's your name? God, I want to bless Diane. And Father, I thank you for Diane. Lord, I just want to bless the prophetic anointing that is on Diane. Diane, do you prophesy already?
A little bit.
I feel like there's a lot more for you in the area of the prophetic. And I feel like that your primary place to prophesy is not inside the church, but outside the church. And I see at your place of employment, at your place of work, God's going to start giving you, do you work, by the way? I just want to, I feel like there's people outside the church that will never come to church that God's going to start giving you words for. And it's very simple. The gift of prophecy is for edification, exhortation, comfort. It's just nice. And what's going to happen is that you're going to stand beside people and suddenly you're going to feel the heart of God for them. You're going to be moved with compassion. Suddenly you're going to feel their anxiety. You're going to know what's going on inside their heart. You might not hear an audible voice. You might not see anything. But the Lord showed me that you're like a burden bearer. That you can feel what people are going through. And the Lord says, I want to use your mouth to help them in whatever state they are. If they are anxious, if they are fearful, if they are going through a hard time, you're going to build them up. You're going to comfort them. And also, I believe that you're going to have words that give them faith. I see you telling people, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You know, and all they need is that little bit of encouragement to become successful. To become successful. And I feel like the Lord says that He wants you to be bold. That not to be, when you feel something, not to second guess yourself. Because the worst that can happen is you say something nice. And so Lord, we just want to bless her to prophesy. Father, I pray for impartation. Lord, I ask God that, Lord, freely we have received, freely we give. Lord, I ask for increase in understanding when you're speaking to her. Lord, that you are speaking to her heart, that you are showing her things. And Lord, I pray that when she leaves, even this week, God, she would have many people she can edify, she can comfort. Lord, that you would have her be bold and prophesy according to her faith. In Jesus' name, increase, increase. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And are you her friend? Okay. Yeah, I feel like the two of you are like partners in crime. And that, you know, one sends 1,000 to flight, but two, you know, and as iron sharpens iron, so a person sharpens the countenance of their friend. That's a Bible verse. And I see you helping one another and giving each other faith. And I feel like even I see you actually inviting people to like a coffee shop or your home that are not Christians. And then together, you saying, hey, you know, let's ask the Lord for something today for these people.
你就说，哎，我们一起来求问神
怎么做。And I see even together you giving each other courage.
你们两个人互相鼓励。
To step out and prophesy.
要在发预言的上面要有勇敢迈出去一步。
And I feel like the Lord says I'm going to turn your prayers.
我神要转变你的祷告。
I'm giving you revelation what to pray, but now I'm going to turn it to prophecy.
让你怎么祷告，让你可以发预言。
I'm going to turn things you prayed for into declarations.
我要把你的祷告转化成宣告。
And the people that you've prayed for into prophet, I'm giving you prophetic words for them.
你要祷告的人，神会给你先知性的话语。
That the Lord is going to send you out like two by two.
神要给两个两个的差遣出去。
The two of you together.
两个人一起。
Because you're like those two spies with faith.
因为你们就像有信心的两个探子。
You're seeing opportunities to do something that hasn't been done, you have never done before.
来做一些以前没做过的事。
And Lord, we just want to bless them in their new endeavor.
祝福他们新的这个领域。
And I just feel like that you are going into a new phase of your Christian walk.
你要在你的基督徒生活中进入新的信心领域。
You're going to start doing things you've never done before.
开始做以前从来没做过的事。
And the prophetic is going to start to flow so freely through the two of you.
预言性的话在你们两个中间流淌。
And though she is more like of a burden bearer, I feel. Do you like have dreams or get pictures? Yeah, I thought so. I felt like the Lord says, "You, I anoint to see. You're like a nabi, and you're like a seer."
你是要能看见的，你。
And Lord, we pray, Lord, that as she sees things,
要能看见，
You give her understanding,
给她
and boldness to speak them out.In Jesus' name, Lord, we bless these two to prophesy more.
祝福这两。
Jesus' name,
Amen.
I feel this is a true transition weekend for this church.
我感受到这一周是对这个教会来说一个转化的时期。
These aren't just more meetings.
不只是一个特会。
The Holy Spirit wants to take this family.
圣灵要把这个家。
Out of some old into the brand new.
从旧的带出来进入新的。
Do you agree?
大家同意吗？
These are not just more meetings.
这不只是一个聚会。
I feel.
我感受。
The Father wants to, as I said, expand your hearts.
天父要扩张我们的心。
Amen.
Amen.
That there is a perfect love that casts out any little fear, whether we share the gospel with our neighbor or with a friend.There is a perfect love that casts out any fear.
完全的爱可以除去我们宣教时候中间任何的惧怕。
Whether we share the gospel with a neighbor or a friend.
不管是我们跟人家宣传福音。
I feel the Holy Spirit wants to remind you of some friendships or neighbors or people you work with to have the courage to share the gospel with them.
我感受圣灵在这里要提醒我们每一个人，可能是一个老朋友或者老同事或者一个什么人，让你有勇气跟他分享福音。
For some of them, it might start with a coffee or a lunch. But he wants to rebuild some friendships in preparation for the gospel. So I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit, just let him speak to you. Just let him speak to you right now. Who is that person in my life? Who is that co-worker?
那个同事是谁?
Who is that neighbor?
那个邻居是谁?
Just pause for a moment. Holy Spirit.
安静一下，让圣灵讲
话。Who is that person?
那个人是谁?
Who is that coworker?
同事是谁?
How about in school?
学校呢?
Just for a moment.
停留一会儿。
Just for a moment. Just show them, Lord.
求主向你来显明这个人。
There's some the Holy Spirit wants you to invite a friend even this weekend.
可能就是这个周末，神都要你来邀请一些人。
Make a phone call.
或者打个电话。
They may be Christian or non-Christian.
也许不是基督徒。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you got somebody when he was saying that the Lord brought somebody to mind?
有没有人想起一些人的？
I want you to raise your hand if the Lord brought somebody to mind.
有人想起一些人。
See, because God, what, you know, how will they hear without a preacher? God is thinking about people and he wants to use you to reach them together, you and him. So be swift to obey those impressions. And if the Lord didn't bring anybody to mind, then ask God, You know, is there somebody at the store? Is there somebody at work? Is there
that
I need to reach this week? And this couple here, are you a couple? Okay, could you stand? I feel like when I was looking at you, that a lot of times God will give me a Bible example. And I had the example of Priscilla and Aquila. And I feel like there's a leadership anointing on both of you. In the Bible, Priscilla is named twice first out of the three times.
And
I feel like, you know, that your personality maybe is a little more outgoing and maybe a little more forward or first, you know. That you might be the one that talks first. But that together, you know, there's leadership on both of you. And Aquila was equally a leader in what they did. But I feel like the Lord says, I'm going to make you leaders in what I'm about to do in this next season. And I see that you are a little bit, you understand what I was even talking about today. It's like you're already, you know, yes, I know that. And so it was more of a confirmation than something new. But I feel like that you are going to advance the kingdom of God Monday to Friday. And that you're going to take leaders in the Monday to Friday move and equip them to advance the kingdom.
Do you
work it all together, or you just separate work? Okay,
separate.
But I see in this thing in the kingdom, you're doing it together.
And Priscilla
and Aquila had a church in their house, actually. And what I feel like is maybe a home group or something where you work together to equip business people, to equip marketplace people, to equip people, you know, in their workplaces, that you're going to have understanding of how to do that and how to take leadership and leadership principles so that they know what to do Monday to Friday. And I feel like God has really taught you. You know, as you said, Lord, how do I do this?
你说主啊, 怎么做,
and that even there's actually a strong evangelist calling on you.
有很强的宣教, 传福音的恩赐,
that, you know, you keep planting seeds for the gospel all the time.
播种子, 播种,
just telling testimonies. 播种,
就开始讲你的见证, 更多的见证,
you know, and I feel like the Lord says that that people are going to come to Jesus, just keep watering the seeds.
你就继续地来浇灌这些种子, 他们会信主的。
And then I see you helping to equip them in your house, like in a
在家中,
house.
装备他们。
And Father, we bless this couple,
祝福这个夫妻,
Lord, to multiply what you've given to them,
啊, 你给他们的要倍增,
and we bless the leadership,
啊, 祝福这个领袖的才干,
to advance, to evangelize,
往前,
传福音, and to go forward with the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Yeah. Okay, do you have anything else? Huh? Do you have something?
Yeah, I just felt corporately, just to confirm what's being said, I felt that for the church, especially in this event, that God is challenging you. He's inviting you to step out of the boat. In the same way that Peter was invited to step out of the boat on the water, I feel corporately there's an invitation to step out of the boat, to step into faith. And I heard that God is saying that as you step, He will cause you to walk on water.
就像耶稣邀请彼得下船在水上走一样神在这个家中有一个整体的护照让我们整个群体不只是个人要从这个船上要下来进到水面上来跟主一起行走
So I feel there's a shift even in the mindsets of people here in church
就是在新思念里面都有一个转换
And I feel that God is aligning your mindsets with His vision, with a fresh vision for your life and your family. And I feel like God is saying, don't ask how is it going to work out, just trust Him. And I feel for some of you, there's going to be a radical shift in your thinking, even in your expectation. And even coming out of this weekend, you're going to start seeing yourself differently. I feel like you're gonna come with new ideas, with new strategies, new wisdom for your life and for your destiny. And I feel that God said that when you're stepping into the new. It's going to take a greater level of expectation. But God is saying the grace is here this weekend. The grace is here to step to a higher level. And I even right now I see for a lot of you, look, you're like Gideon that was hiding in the cave that has said, God, who, me? But I feel God saying, yes, you. He's
going
to use you. You're about to step out of the cave. God's about to give you a new identity, a new destiny for your life and your family. Just say yes to the Lord. Don't say who me, say yes, Lord, I'm willing, I'm available, here I am.
不要说谁呀，是我吗？ 要说是的，是我。
Amen.
差遣我。
Do you have some individual? Okay, just a second. Okay, we'll go. I also feel, is there anybody here that either is in the school board or a student council, some form of government with school student council? Could you stand up, please? School board. Also, is there any young person that's in any kind of student council?
Okay.
Is there anybody or university student council anywhere? Okay, because I thought there was two generations. But anyway, could you come down to the front, please? Are you in the school board? Running for school board or in the school board? You work for the school board. Okay, awesome. Is that you, Samuel? Hey. Awesome. Are you also school board? Oh, you're going to come pray. Wow, he works for the school board. Okay. I really feel that, that God wants to engage people from this community in the education system. And so I feel like even like governmentally, like in student councils
or you know,
and Father, we just want to pray, Lord, for the school board. And Samuel, I'm not exactly sure what you do for the school board, but I see the Lord saying this to you, that he has strategically placed you. And when God spoke to me about the school board, he said that the first place we have to start is prayer. And I saw God strategically placing you, this person with the school board, so that you could get a close-up view of what's going on in the school system. Awesome. And she works as an educational assistant. But I feel like the Lord is going to alert you like a watchman to things going on in the school system. And the Lord has called you there to pray, and that you have an authority there to actually to pray and pray and pray. And I feel like you are like salt in that area. Like a preservative, but that first you are called to see. God's going to let you be like a watchman to see things, to hear things. But after that, the Lord is going to give you wisdom to speak things. And I feel God is going to put you beside very key people with the word of the Lord to actually tell them what to do and how to get there. That they won't know what to do in certain situations. And God's going to give you a spirit of wisdom. It's an actual spirit of wisdom to know what to do. And I see you counseling people. Almost like what Cyrano de Bergerac did, like behind the scenes, counseling people, don't worry, and he'll know who that is, but counseling people behind the scenes, meeting them for coffee, grabbing, giving them words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and Lord, we ask God for the influencers of the influencers, Lord, that you have placed like Esther's beside kings, that you have positioned
Lord,
because it's what Esther did was for a whole people group. And I feel like you're going to see warnings for a whole next generation. And that you need to open your mouth like Esther did. If I die, I die. Because there's a whole bunch of people that are going to be affected by the word of the Lord and the word of wisdom that comes through you. And God's going to tell you, don't say it this time, don't say it this banquet, don't say it this banquet. There's a relationship of trust that will need to be built. But you will have the word of the Lord that is going to preserve a generation. Now, as I'm saying there, I feel like the intercessors, I want the intercessors. If you know one of your primary spiritual gifts is intercession, stand up right now. I want you to stand up right now. And the Lord says to you that he wants you to change the place where you pray. That he doesn't want you praying inside the church only. Inside your home only. I see the scripture of Joshua. That wherever the sole of your foot treads, that he's going to give you that territory. I see him changing the place where you pray. And like Jericho walking around. And that as you pray when you walk around, the spiritual forces holding that place captive are going to fall. And he might tell you, pray seven times around this area. He might tell you to walk around it over and over again. But Lord, we're asking to take territory. Lord, we pray for the Levites and the worshipers and the intercessors. Lord, to go ahead and take territory spiritually. Lord, through intercession with the authority that you have given them to bind the enemy and lose the power of God. Lord, we ask God that you would change the place where they pray. And Father, we just bless all these people whom you've called to pray. Yes, Lord, we're asking, Lord, that you'd fill your people with power from on high to be a witness. And I feel like the Lord says, you are a watchman, you are a watchman. I am showing you very, very specific things. I feel like that you are a seer, that you can see into the spiritual world. And the Lord says, I'm going to use you to bind through prayer, to bind through worship, to bind through the power of the Holy Spirit the forces that are trying to break down the kingdom, and I'm going to use you to prophesy. And I feel like the Lord says, as I show you things, prophesy my will. Prophesy my will. Prophesy the good that I want to happen. Stop the bad that the enemy wants to happen, and be full of faith with no fear for the things that I show you in Jesus' name. Lord, use her to birth things as a birth mother in the spirit. And I feel like the Lord says, he's reminding me of a story of George Verwer, who was a missionary There was a lady who prayed for his high school. And I, there was a lady who prayed for his high school. And I feel like the Lord says, I'm going to get you to pray for high schools in particular. I see God giving you a mandate for high schools and high school students. To pray for them. Does this make sense to you? Do you understand this? I see you actually circling high schools, praying for them. And this lady used to live across the street from a high school.
And God burdened
her to pray every single day. This is not a small assignment. This is a daily assignment to pray for the kids in the high school. Because I see the enemy trying to invade it with very dark forces.
仇敌,
我看到仇敌的黑暗权势要来进攻你,
但是神说, 你要看到仇敌的诡计,
the Lord says, through prayer, I want you to set those captives free. The spirit of the sovereign Lord is on you to set those captives free. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that that's going to be a catalyst, those that you're listening to those prayer, that's going to be a catalyst for great transformation in those high schools. In Jesus' name. Anyway, the guy, George Verwer, was absolutely pagan, no Christianity at all in his background. And he got saved in this high school, and he found out years later there was a lady that prayed for his high school every day. He had nobody praying for him.
有一个很有名的一个宣教士，他从来不信主，但是后来被主得着使用以后，他发现他在高中时期有一个姐妹一直在为他们的高中祷告，为他们的得救祷告。
And he became the leader of a great big huge missions mobilization movement that touched nations of the earth.
他就成为那个时代得着很多人的一个宣教士。
And I feel like a catalytic movement of student movement. Yeah, yeah.
会在透过祷告会生产出学生中的一个宣教运动。 你有没有为高中祷告过呢？ 有的时候，
okay.
停的时候祷告。
She's very, very gripped for youth. Very, very good.
对, and the Lord's putting it on me.
Target certain high schools. I feel like not just one, but actually start praying for them every day in your neighborhood. See, God's moving with callings here. God's going to give... Every one of you has a call. There's nobody in this room. Even if you don't get a prophetic word, every single one of you has a call for a person, a neighborhood, a bank, a workplace. Is there anybody here that feels a call to municipal government? Like city government. You know, for alder person or something in the city, like a councilman or... is there anybody here that feels a call to walk into any form of government? City government. Yeah, city government.
是城市的。
Just is there anybody here?
城市市政府神感动要进入 only the city.
In the area of the city.
有。
You went to the government in Richmond just last week? Oh, she prayer walked and prayed for the city government. Okay, come back here. Come back here. You prayed for their government meeting. So you actually went to Richmond City Hall and prayed for them. Okay. So see, what happens is everything is birthed in prayer.
And I...
No, come back here. Come back. Come back. Everything is birthed in prayer. And so the Lord heard your prayers for the city government. And now what happens is in the Bible, you know, if you look in the book of Judges, what happens is first the people cry out, and then God sends a deliverer, and God sends a leader.
神就来
兴起领袖。And so God is hearing these prayers for your city government.
神听到了为这个城市的
代祷。And municipal government.
城市的市政府代祷。
And God wants to raise up righteous leaders.
神要兴起公义的
领导者。And so Father, we just want to thank you for this prayer.
谢谢主
，And Lord, that you even burdened her to go walk through the city hall and pray for all the councilmen.
有这样的勇气到市政府去来走祷。
Lord, we ask for a whole army to go and pray for city government.
我们求你兴起一个军队都可以为
城市来祷告。Lord, we're asking that in Vancouver, in Richmond,
在温哥华，在 Richmond, 在苏里各个城市。
Lord, in West Vancouver,
在西温。
Lord, righteous councilmen would begin to take their place.
主啊，这个公义的这些市议员要兴起来。
Lord, you'd raise up people that would not.Like Daniel that would not bow down.
就像但以理不会跪拜金像。
Like Joseph that would not succumb to pressure.
就像约瑟不会被
And Father, we want to thank you for the prayer for moving her to pray for this.
谢谢你感动她的心来祷告。
And Lord, you're hearing these prayers.
你听到了这些祷告。
Lord, I just feel like the Lord wants to encourage you.
我感觉神要鼓励你。
That He saw your crying out for the government.
他看到你。
That he sent you right to pray on site.
他就让差派你到
市政府去祷告。And he heard those prayers.
神祷听到了这些祷告。
And keep praying.
继续祷告。
And maybe many more of you want to go and pray on the city hall.
可能会有更多的人一起，绕着市政府来祷告。
Because if God's people humble themselves and pray,
当我们自卑祷告的时候，
He hears from heaven and heals the land.
他从天垂听，医
治这地。Lord, we just want to bless this intercession.
祝福这个代祷者。
Every prayer is heard.
每一个祷告都被聆听。
Many more prayers come.
更多的祷告升起。
Until righteous government comes in this.
直到公义的政府被兴起。
In this region, in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Just for this couple right here in the second row, the gentleman.
夫妻
And yeah, so when I looked at you, I heard God is saying that He's taking you to another level. And I heard that He's bringing you from a place of being stuck and limited to a place of breakthrough.
神说
Close like this. Yes. So.
当我看到神说神要把你们带去。一个新的层面，那些被困住的领域要有突破。
And I heard that God is saying, here I'm just gonna lay hands. I heard that there's a spirit of breakthrough coming over your life.
有一个突破的恩膏，突破的灵要进到你们生活当中。
And even where you felt that you've been in a place of waiting and delay, I heard God is saying He's
你感受到你好像在一个地方被困住很长时间，
好像
被延迟了很久。
And you're about to move into breakthrough.
不会再迟延了，要往前走了。
I heard God is saying even August, watch the month of August. God is saying that He's opening doors, a door of breakthrough in the month of August. And even where you've sowed, I heard where you've sowed in tears, you're about to reap in joy.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
And I saw you rejoicing at what God has done in your lives.
你神在你生命中做的，你们很喜乐。
But I heard God is saying He's shifting your expectation because it's a now season.
这是神说这是一个现在的季节，他要来更新你们。
And I want to declare the promises over your lives are coming into a now moment.
神对你们的应许现在就
要成就。Are coming into a time of receiving.
现在就要领受。
No longer perceiving and waiting, but you're coming into a time of receiving the promises of God over your lives.
神的应许现在就要领受。
And I heard that God is saying there's even connections coming. There's the divine connections. And I feel that even I heard internationally, God is going to connect. There's international connections coming. And I heard a guy saying, expect, accept. It's a now moment. For yourself, for your family, for your destiny. You're coming into a now moment. So receive it and expect it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bless you both in Jesus' name. God is saying that you are pillars. Your pillars. Your pillars. God has set you as pillars in His house. And God is saying there's still many that you will disciple and raise up. So we bless you with divine wisdom, with discernment, with leadership, with apostolic teaching. There's an apostolic teaching grace.In Jesus' name, I declare the now, the now of the Lord over your lives. In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, John has a prophecy for the church here.
有一个对教会的话语。
I saw a vision.
看到一个异象。
I saw coming through the doors to this church.
从门进来。
Caucasian faces.
白人，就是西方人，白人进到这个教会来，从门。
East Indian faces.
印度人。
I believe the culture of this church.
这个教会的文化。
Will become a family culture.
成为一个家庭文化。
In ever increasing ways.
在每个方面都增长。
That it will always be a Chinese family.
我们一直会是一个中华人的教会。
But I had a sense of the culture of the church will start to include.
但是教会的文化开始包容。
In ever increasing ways, Caucasians.
西方人，白人。
Indians.
印度人。
People from Jamaica.
牙买加人。
I was seeing the next season, not one year, 2 year, 3, but the next season of change.
是下个季节要来改变。
Because people are looking for a family.
因为很多人在寻找家。
Are looking for a place where they can be loved.
寻找被爱的地方。
So I feel for this church more in a vision.
这个教会，一个意象。
I saw a whole bunch of new cultures coming in.
我看到很多多元文化的都进来了。
Pastor John, a whole bunch of new ones.
很多新人。
That the Holy Spirit wants to send to you.
圣灵说。
Because He can trust you.
因为他可以信任你，周牧师。
Amen.
Amen.
And Mark, I just was, when I was sitting at the front, I felt like the Lord, you know, this much I know about Mark DuPont. Mark knows how to discern moves of God.
Mark DuPont 很知道怎么辨别神的运动。
And God sends him very strategically to cities and areas where he's about to do something new.
每一次神要做新事的时候，经常差遣 Mark DuPont 到那个区域或者那个城市来，策略性的就是到那里去发预言。
And the Bible says, "Surely the Lord does nothing unless He reveals it to His servants, the prophets."
圣经说，神若不借着他的众先知，就一无所作。
And first of all, I feel like the Lord wants to say thank you, Mark.
我感觉神对我说，谢谢你 ，Mark,
for your full obedience.
你全然的顺服。
To everything I've asked you to do.
我所有要你做的事都顺服。
Even when it was very, very costly,
有的时候付很大代价的。
And that it's your the gift that you carry from heaven,
你从天上所得的这个恩赐。
That breaks open things before it comes to pass,
就是当事情发生以前，你就把它能打开。
That physically, even your body being in a geography.Is breaking something open in the spirit realm.
就算你这个人本身，你在什么地方，都把那个地方的灵界都打开了。
To a geography,
神把你派到任何的地方。
In order to break open what he is about to do,
就是要来打开神即将要做的事，他就把你拆到那个地方去。
And historically, I know that was true in Toronto and in Cincinnati.
在辛辛那提，在多伦多。
But the Lord said to me,
但神对我说
，Tell him he's in the right place,
他现在在对的地方
，at the right time,
在对的时间。
And the scripture that he gave to me,
他给我的经文
was from 1 John,
约翰一书。
I write unto you, children. I write unto you, young men.
我给你小子们。
I write unto you, fathers.
父老啊，小子们啊。
And the Lord says, now you are at the fathering place of your prophetic ministry. The fathering place of your prophetic ministry.
He is at the fathering place.
Yeah, he's at the time of the season of the father for his prophetic ministry.
你所先知事工的这个你是处于这个父老的位置。
And I felt like the Lord says it's actually going to be the most fruitful time you have ever seen.
事实上会成为你个人从未见过的丰收的这个时代。
Because I'm bringing you full circle.
因为我给你一个整全的循环。
What you germinated, what you started,
你所开启的。
You are now about to father a whole generation.
你会要成为一个世代的父老。
And I feel like the Lord says,
神说
that it's a revival generation.
这就是一个复兴的时代。
That it is a prophetic revival generation.
是个先知性的复兴的一代人。
And I see very key young leaders.
我看到很多年轻的
领袖。That God is going to bring you.
但是神要带你。
That you are going to have a much higher level of influence over.
你会比以前有更高的影响力。
Like Jesus took the 12. I see a number of key young leaders God bringing to you. And you are going to give them counsel and leadership. But I feel like you're going to launch like a movement of revival prophets. And you won't do it, how do I say this? Like Jesus took the 12. The movement started actually after, you know, Jesus was the leader while he was there. But when Jesus was no longer there, they all started movements. And I feel like God giving you a foundational revelation for key leaders that will actually be imprints for movements for their futures. That long after you've gone to be with the Lord, I'm talking in decades now, okay? These principles will be inside of them with living movement. I don't know how to say that. And I see you having like eagle eyes. And some you'll spend more time with, some you'll spend less. It's okay, I'll just say it really quick. But I feel like that this fathering thing is landing on you like that from heaven. I write unto you fathers, and there's a fathering weight on what you're doing now that I believe is the heaviest mantle of glory that you've ever carried. And so Lord, we just want to bless this prophet who's been faithful, fully faithful, Lord, not compromised, not right, not less. And I feel that you have been you've been tested. You know how it says in Daniel, the writing on the wall, you've been weighed in the balances and found wanting. I feel the opposite for you. You've been weighed in the balances and found absolutely faithful.
That
when the tests of the heart came to you, you chose always the higher portion. And so I'm going to give you an authority to Father that comes out of what you have learned in my kingdom. And that will be multiplied. And to me, it's like what Henrietta Mears was for evangelists. Do you know who she was? Henrietta Mears had a Bible study in which was Bill Bright, Dawson Trotman, founder of Navigators, and Billy Graham. Those three, she influenced the three greatest evangelists of her generation. All of them started their own movements. But they all attribute her leadership to being instrumental in their movements. And I see something like that kind of way coming on you. That there will be leaders that will have their own movements, not just one.
领袖, 他们有自己的运动,
but weight will be on them from the instruction that you give.
但是他们呢, 都会从你领受教导。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
This very
important message this morning.
我觉得, 第一点就是说, 我们, 进到一个新的季节, 要有新的眼光。
The first important thing is we are entering new season with a new view.
这个新的季节, 新的眼光就是什么呢? 我们要从这个教会这个 这个聚会的这个里面要进入到生活的各个领域。
So we are going to transfer from the inside the church gathering and go to the society to go outside.
就是要出去。
Go outside.
要出去, 要差遣, 要被差遣。
Send out to the society.
这不光是个人, 这个是整个教会的转变。
Not only the individual level, but also the church level.
在中国, 是通过这个政府的这个, 政策, 让把这个教会从这个教堂里面把它, 把它就是, 把它带到这个世界的这个领域。
In Chinese church, the government level, they have some persecution or squeeze the church, then they disperse the church into the society.
所以这个政府强行使所有这个家庭教会的公开聚会都要取消。
The government forced all the church gatherings to be closed.
那神的心意是什么呢？就是要让这个教会进到每一个人的生活的领域，进到每一个社区，每一个工作岗位。
What the purpose of God doing this is to let the church into the every field of the society, every family and
在这个这一个神对中国教会的这个心意，也要在这个海外的教会实行。
Whatever God is doing in the Chinese church is also doing here in the overseas.
就是我们的这个教会不能够只是局限在教会的聚会里面。
So we are not only limited to the church gathering inside the wall.
我们的信仰要带到这个世界每一个领域。
Our faith and belief will go into the outside to the society, every field.
这个信息是由三个这个例见证来表达出来的。
So this is a was expressed by three testimonies.
一个就是一个学校的转变。
One is the transformation of a school.
一个小的教会帮助这个学校转变。
A small church help a school to transform.
第二个见证就是神的银行，神的银行。
The second testimony is a God's bank.
就是这个银行，这个他在教会里面学了以后，他把整个银行转变了。
So the church helps to transform the whole bank.
第三个是一栋business 的楼的顶上有个祷告室，还有一个什么诊所。就是那个三个见证、
The third set testimony is a building on the top. There's a prayer room, intercessor room, and an altar.
他这三个见证是表达的同样的信息，就是我们的信仰要从教会聚会的里面要带到这个世界每一个领域里面去。
Amen. Three testimonies. The same idea is we our belief, our faith will go into the society, every field.
第二一点。
Second part,
前面一点是季节和眼光的转变。
The first part is the seasonal and the season and the viewpoint.
Yeah, 我们已经太习惯于就在教会里面聚会。
We are accustomed to be gathered in the church.
新的季节我们要有新的眼光。
The new season we have a new
viewpoint. 我们的信仰要带到这个生活世界各个领域。Amen.
So we are going to into the world.
第二个要点。
The second point.
第二个要点就是教会的转型。
The transformation of the church.
教会的转型就是我们上一次讲的，要从牧养型的教会转变成为使徒性的教会。
So we are going to transform from the pastoral the style to into the apostolical style.
Church. 这个牧养型的教会呢，就是这个教会的领袖包办了所有的服事，那么其他的会众呢都是被服事的。这就是牧养型的教会。
In the pastoral style, so all the church leaders and the pastoral teams, they are responsible for everything, the teaching and everything, and the congregation just enjoy.
他讲了一个比例，这个比例不一定是完全准确，就是但是少数多数是很明显的，就是3%的教会的领袖做服事，97%的这个会众呢被服事。So、这个是牧养型的教会。
Yeah, they give example or metaphor is 97% congregation they receive, but the 3% that they give.
这是牧养型的教会要转变成为使徒性的教会。
The pastoral style can be transformed to the apostolic style.
使徒性的教会就是以弗所书4:11-13所讲的教会。
Apostolic church is an example from Ephesians 4:11-13.
这个少部分的教会领袖，他的职责是来装备这个大部分的会众去服事的。Amen.
Yeah. So the minority, the pastoral team, they equipped the most congregation, that the congregation to serve.
如果不教会不转变，前面的那个季节的转变是不可能实现的。
Without transformation, the style, the church, then the transformation won't be happen.
那三个例子都说明。那些人都是要在教会里面受训练，他才可以把这个信仰带到他的领域里面去。
The three testimonies they give the same idea is the apostles be equipped and go outside.
所以第二个要点就是教会要转型。
The second point is the transformation of the church.
你是传福音的，不只是你一个人在传福音，你要训练别人传福音。
If you're preaching gospel, you are not alone, but you have to equip others to do the same.
如果你是圣经的教师，你不能够永远都是你在教导，别人在听你教导。
If you are a teacher, you are not teacher forever, but you teach others to teach.
你把我那一半都讲完，就是你教师要教导别人，也可以去教导。这就是耶稣讲的门徒大使命。Make disciples,
Make disciples,
yeah. 就是这个在每一个领域都是一样的。这个是第二方面的转变。
The second transformation,
第三方面的转变。
The third,
就是这个灵性的转变。
The spiritual transformation,
生命的转变。生命的转变。
The life transformation,
就是我们要强调行道。首先，我们要强调行道。
We
第一要行道。
On the doing things, act and conduct.
不只是听到，而且要行道。
Not only listening, but also doing things.
你在教会里面就总是听到，听到，听到，听到，一辈子都是听到。
We are in the whole life in the church, inside the church. We listening, listening, listening.
所以要转变，从听到以后要行道。
We are transforming to not only listening, but also doing things.
你不行道，怎么从教会？把这信仰从教会带到这个世界生活领域去啊
？Without any acts, so how can we so transform the church from inside to outside?
只有行道才可以把这个信仰从这个教会带到这个世界。只有行道才可以把信仰从这个教会带到世界里面去。
Acts, then we can bring our belief into the society.
第二点的转变。
The second transformation,
就是要有神的同在
in the presence of the God,
你要能够听见神的声音，能够有神的同在。
You have to listen to God's voice in the presence of God.
你当你到就走进世界的时候，你是有很大的这个属灵征战的。
When you enter into the world, there's a spiritual warfare.
如果你听不到神的声音，也没有神的同在。那你走进世界能够干什么呢
？Without the voice of God listening and without the presence of God, what can you do?
不是你影响世界，是世界影响你。
In this case, you cannot influence the world, but the world impact you.
除非你能够听见神的声音，神要你到哪里去，然后你有神的同在跟你一起去，你就可以转变世界。阿门。
Yeah. Except then you listen to God. God tell you what to do.Then you know what to do.
所以你要能够听见神的声音，有神的同在，你必须跟神有好的关系啊。
So if you with listening to God and the presence of God, you have to get a relationship with God.
所以我们的灵修生活需要有个转变。
So our inner life must be transformed.
第三点
，the third point，
就是我们需要有 power 能力。
We need a power.
我们需要有 power. 你要是没有恩赐啊。你能够帮助别人什么呢？别人给你呈现了问题，你爱莫能助。
If you don't have gift or power, so when someone presents your question or some problems, how can you deal with it?
我们听到每一个见证都是什么呢？我们去帮助人，对不对？ So, 不是从那里去得帮助。
Every testimony, then someone ask help from us.
世界的问题是很多的。
So many problems in the world.
问题是你能不能够帮助他们？
How can you help them? And can you help them?
你自己的问题都解决不了，你还帮助别人
？If you have own problem, cannot deal with.
我们需要能力啊
！We need power.
需要有圣灵的能力
，the power of Holy Spirit.
你不仅可以帮助自己，还可以帮助别人。
Not only help yourself, but help others.
所以我们必须要被圣灵充满，阿门。
So we must be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我们必须被圣灵充满。
We must be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
所以这三个转变，这是必须要。
Three transformation.
你有了这三个转变，你依靠圣灵，你听得见圣灵的声音，这些事情你都可以做成的。
So if you listen to God and God gave you a voice, gave you what to do, instructions, you can do whatever.
如果你只是靠你自己，你什么都做不了。
If you rely on yourself, then you can do nothing. You cannot transform the world, the world will transform you. This message is very important. Revival
is like
how to revive?
如果你听到这先知的信息，你知道那个就是复兴。
If you listen to the prophet's message, this is revival.
我们在教会里面可以都可以走出去，初代的教会就是这样的教会。
So we can go all God's outside to the world, then the first generation of the church is the same.
初代的教会就是这种转化的，有这个转化能力的教会。
The first church. They have the power to transform.
First century.
We need to go back to the style of the first generation church.
Our
eyes must be open.
This prophet's message not only for the foreign church, but for the Chinese church, they need to hear
this. So we can listen to the voice, to the preach like, but also the Chinese church can use the same listening.
所有中国教会的领袖都想要听这样的信息。
All the Chinese church leaders, they want to hear the message.
现在越来越多的中国的教会都被关门了。
So most of the Chinese church are closed.
很多的牧师不知道下一步要怎么做。
So many pastors, they don't know what the next.
他们不知道神的心意就是要教会的转变。
They don't know the purpose of God doing things is to transform the church.
就像第一世纪耶路撒冷的教会遭逼迫。
This most like the first generation of the church from
Jerusalem 分散到各地,
was
persecuted. Amen.
So they dispersed to everywhere to preach the gospel.
中国的教会他也是要听这样的信息啊。
So the Chinese church, they need to listen this kind of message.
我们海外的教会也要听这样的信息。
Our overseas church also need to listen this kind of message.
我们才可以跟上圣灵的步伐。
Then we can catch up the pace of the Holy Spirit.
我们才可以跟神的心意对齐。
Then we can align to God's purpose.
所以大家要听到神差派他的这个神国的资源，调动神国的资源来到我们这个策略性的地方来对我们说话。
So we expect the God sent over the prophet to our church, the strategic place here.
凡有耳的就应当听。
So all have ears must listen.
所以我们今天上午的聚会就到这边。
So we are going to finish this morning.
下午2点，我们在这里下午的聚会开始。
So 2 p.m. we are going.
有什么那个没有？